Welcome to On the Way with Tony Crisp. Each weekday, Dr. Crisp will be discussing biblical passages, people, places, and prophecies. Tune in daily to start your day right and deepen your understanding of how to better walk the way and enjoy the journey. Here's your host, Dr. Tony Crisp.
Welcome to On the Way. This is Tony Crisp, and this is Podcast 1097. Today, we begin a brand new series on male and female, the family, the church, the culture, our society. I want to talk to you about God's design for the home, God's design for the church, God's design for the culture. Because you see, God does have a design. God is a God of order, a God of cosmos, not chaos. And I want to help you to understand what the role of the man, the woman, the son, the daughter, the employer, the employee. I want to deal with the kind of subjects that get us out where the water hits the wheel, where the shoe leather meets the road. You use any metaphor you wish, but we're going to get in one another's business according to how God does it. You see, the Lord meets us right where we are. Yes, there is an aspect of our relationship with God that will never be able to be put into a test tube, a formula. It is ethereal. It's out there. It is mystical in so many ways. But God lets us have life and do life right where we are. And so I pray that this series of podcasts on God's design for the home, the church, and our society will scratch where you're itching, that it will help you to understand better what God's plan for your life is as a man and your role if it is a husband, a father, a brother, whether it is a grandfather, a great-grandfather. The same thing's true for a woman. What is God's design for the woman? And God has laid this out, and he's laid it out very clearly. There's some things that we don't know, but 99% we do know. And it's just a matter of whether we're going to conform to the Word of God or whether we're going to try to make the Word of God conform to our own selfish lifestyles or the lifestyle of our culture, our society, or whatever it is, the time period that we're living in and living through. But God has a plan for our lives, and God has a plan for our families, and we're going to search that out. We're going to delve into the nature, the theology of man and woman, of the family, of the church, of society. We're going to look at the words, the Hebrew and Greek words that deal with these different aspects. We're going to do an in-depth analysis of what these things mean and what it means not just for you, for me, but what it means. You see, when we get to the point to where we're saying, well, I believe that means to me this, and well, when I read that, it says this to me. What we need to do is find out what God says, because what God says is what he means, and what he means, that's what he says. And that's for any time, any place, any culture. We conform our lifestyle, our thought patterns, our thinking to the Word of God, never the other way around. And so we're going to look at Genesis, where it all began. We're going to look at the creation of Adam and Eve. We're going to look at the role of the man in the home, in society, in the church. We're going to look at the role of the woman. We're going to look at the specific commands to the man, the specific commands to the woman, the specific role of the husband and the wife, the mom and the dad, and the children. And as we do that, we're going to come face to face with our culture, and we're going to confront our culture. Because we need to. We are salt and light in a dark world and a world that's decaying rapidly around us. And it's falling apart. Our nation is falling apart. And many who will hear these podcasts are not in America. They're in Western nations, yes, but many are in the Middle East. They're in Africa. They're in South America, Central America. And culture is never to be the determiner of our thoughts, of our actions, of our game plan for life that God's given to us. We're going to deal with New Testament passages, Old Testament passages. We're going to deal with the thorny subjects of sex and God's plan for sex and what God's plan is not for sex. We're going to deal with issues that confront us every day about marriage. Is it a legal contract? Is divorce a legal contract? Or can two people just decide this is what it is and that's it? Well, God has answers for all of these things. We're going to deal with how we relate to the perversions of our culture, of homosexuality, of transgenderism, and all of this insanity that is sweeping across families, causing us to rethink things that maybe we once had settled. We're going to look at things where we are and not try to sugarcoat anything, just deal with it. So I want you to read some passages. I want you to read Genesis chapter 1 as it relates to the creation of man and woman, male and female, imago Dei, in the image of God, and what that means and what it doesn't mean. Have you ever thought about it? I want you to think about how God made man and put him in the garden. He named the animals, then he gave Adam a wife and set down standards and principles for marriage. We're going to look at all of that. We're going to look at role assignments, not only within the family, but within the Godhead. That's right. We're going to look at inferiority, superiority. We're going to look at all of those things that make us very uncomfortable. We're going to look at the relationships between man and woman, male and female. We will look at the good, the bad, the ugly, the perverted. Then we're going to go to the New Testament and see what the apostles have to say and Jesus had to say about marriage, about divorce, about carrying on, all of those things that we have our own ideas about, but sometimes our ideas are not scriptural ideas. So in areas where there are room for different opinions and different schools of thought, while we have great latitude. In the areas where God says, this is the way, walk ye in it, there is no latitude on that. It's just we either obey or disobey. And so we'll go over all those things in the coming days. I'm just giving you a heads up right now that we're on the way, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Hang in there with us. We start tomorrow. God bless you as you walk on the way. This is Tony Crisp.
Thanks for listening to On the Way with Tony Crisp. Tune in every weekday for information on biblical passages, people, places, and prophecies. Fridays are for your questions. Email your questions to questions@tonycrisp.org, then just listen for your question to be answered on Friday's podcast. That's questions@tonycrisp.org. Thanks for listening, and have a blessed day on the way.